You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hi, I'm Dan Soder.
And I'm Big J Okerson.
And you're listening to the Best of the Bonfire. Stay tuned to hear some of our favorite moments from this week. You can listen to the Bonfire live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Also, be sure to follow us on all social media at the Bonfire SXM.
Campers, what's up? This is Black Lou. Hope everyone's staying safe and healthy. Welcome to the Bonfire's Best of the Week. Things were very tense on the show as the crew video conferenced in from their quarantine bunkers around the country. But Jacob, with a newly shaved head, would not turn his camera on to let them see. Come on, Jacob.
Hiding in plain sight. From us, his friends, his people. Jacob Batat. Jacob is a blank screen right now on our screen, and it's bumming me out because he did a drastic move. He got tired of his husband beating the shit out of him.
Yep.
And so he cut off all his hair, and he said that he's had enough. Never again.
He's got a pepper spray in his purse. He bought a gun to put under his passenger seat.
He's been wrapping his hands in rope and punching wood.
He's been telling his daughter that things are going to be a lot different now. Jacob, can you please reveal yourself just to us? This recording will not go anywhere. Eyes will never be laid on it. But please help us through this quarantine by showing us your new look. Just us. The family. Jeez.
We're your family, dude.
I know. I don't like it. I don't like looking at how it looks. I don't want to.
I'd show you my wiener. I don't like how my wiener looks. I'd show you my wiener if you really asked.
See my hairy balls? What do you want to see?
I'm sure it's lovely.
You want to see Dan's? You want to see Dan's heavy hangers?
No, just my balls. Just my turkey neck.
Yeah, isn't that your heavy hangers?
Oh yeah. Please show me your face, Jacob. I love you and I miss you.
Help us.
I like how I look now.
I know, but let us help you get through it.
Even if you tell me it looks great, it doesn't, it won't.
Okay, fine. We understand that you're not going to change your look.
That's fine. We understand you hate it. You can go hat on the rest of the time until it grows back in.
But you went with our suggestion, and I'd like to see if we were right or wrong.
That's it. That's a great way to put it. Please, Jacob.
Looks so good with the cap.
I know he does.
You don't understand what's going to rain down on me when I start showing up everywhere with a whole new look and six new chains?
Dude, when Jay's clavicles are covered in different golds and silvers and beads.
Of varying lengths and thicknesses.
Pearls.
Sunglasses. Pearls. Sunglasses hanging from everywhere.
And I'll tell you this, I don't know if I'm going to be comfortable with my look knowing that I'm going to have to solve all these supernatural crimes.
Dan's going to be dressed for supernatural crime solving.
Jay, you're both lucky. You have great hair.
Okay.
I got a receding. I got receding lines, dude. My left side's dropping back. Back.
Jacob, I would shave my eyebrows off if my ear would get better.
But you have beautiful hair. I get lost in your hair, Jay.
Thank you.
I mean,
Jay's got fantastic.
Mesmerizing.
Jay does have fantastic hair.
I appreciate that. But I mean, Jacob, I get lost in your body, dude.
I'll confess something right now. There's a couple of times through the history of the show, I was so hypnotized by your hair, I didn't even remember what we were talking about.
That'll happen. That'll happen from time to time.
That'll happen.
Man, so like basically, Jay.
I had no clue. I saw mouths moving, but I didn't know what anyone was saying for a couple of seconds.
Yeah, if Jay's hair was a cartoon dish, the smell would have picked you up by your nose and dragged you across in the air, floated you over.
I feel the same way.
How are you right now?
I get lost the same way in DJ Lou's eyes and Dan's dick bulge.
Dude, I don't even have a dick bulge. It goes in. I turtle out. You're lying. So I just caught you in a lie.
No, it's not true at all. I also sometimes I get lost in a sour look at all of Black Lou's Cowboys attire.
Jacob, just let us see your beautiful face.
Fuck.
Oh, what a day. Come on.
You're wearing a hat
on.
Yeah, I'm wearing a hat.
Your foot just fell on you.
How do you pull the camera and then you still got a hat on?
That's like an
old Monty Python bit.
I hate this, man.
Come on, do it, buddy.
I'm not enjoying this at
all. Friends.
Come on, we love you.
No, I don't like it here.
You look great.
I think it looks good, dude. I think it looks really good.
I think it looks good.
It does. You look it looks good. Really good.
I don't like it.
I'm going to come back stronger.
Here's the thing when you shave your head, Jacob. You need some catch-up time with, like, the skin tone of it. So as you go out into the sun, And as your skin starts kind of becoming the same color, you'll like it more. When you first shave your head like that, it could be a little off-putting, but make sure when you go outside, you're letting the sun hit it, so you're evening out your skin tone. That'll make you feel better about it.
You're going to be all hot.
Can you bring up pictures of Murr from Impractical Jokers, like younger, and what he does with his hair now and the difference? I'm telling you, this is the difference it'll be for you, Jacob.
Did you look
at the cool Jacob. Difference of this?
I'm not adopting this for any reason, so I appreciate it. It's not my thing.
You appreciate it. You're going to break it up with it. You know, I see great things in your future. I just don't think it's with me, but I want to appreciate it. But
looks
I appreciate
good, dude.
You. Yeah.
Looks good.
You look good. You look clean.
You let that beard come in a little bit more, dude.
I don't want to have to grow a lifelong distraction on my face.
It's not a distraction. It's the thing. Look.
I don't want to look. I like the way I looked before.
Yeah, I have to grow a fucking jaw and neckline. But thanks for bringing it up, Jacob.
Now you've upset Jay.
I shaved my beard, and I got a whole bunch of different things happening on my face. I'm assuming jowls and neck lumps like a pack of hot dogs.
Jacob, you don't think I want to wear a hat like Lewitsky does? But I can't. I bet
no,
that.
No, I don't think it's killing you not to wear the hat.
It's killing him.
I think you're fine. I think you go to bed fine at night not wearing a cap.
No, you know what? It bothers me. There's a lot of snapbacks out there that I wish I could put on my head.
Nobody wants to walk around being the guy with the snapback on the last snap. Dude, and you don't see the major difference there, Jacob.
Way better now.
Way better now.
Okay.
You disagree?
Guy on the left works for Costco. Guy on the right owns Costco.
Yeah, no shit, dude. You got the beard and the fucking shaved down hair. It's way better looking.
You look great, dude.
Okay.
I hate to hear it, but you look fucking great.
Now I will say this, and I will say this confidently. You have a better looking face already than Murr, and your hair looks better than Murr's hair, for sure. But I'm telling you, it's a look level up. I think what you've done, but if you hate it, dude, I'm not gonna try to bully you into having it. I've only bring this up because I want you to be happy and handsome, and you are.
I don't feel not happy. I don't like how I look now. No, I like how I looked. I was happy. Like I keep calling these Instagram videos that I've been posting like throwbacks. Mm-hmm. Like I'm seeing how I looked a year ago, and that's how I like looking.
Well, I'm coming back.
There was some video of that was posted today of how I looked at the Marilyn Manson concert. Huh? That's my look. That's how I like it.
I noticed about those videos that I walk like a bitch. I saw that video. I'm like, look at this sashaying fucking toots.
Coming back with Bradley Cooper hair.
You're going to look hot. You're going to look hot. Christine better fucking learn how to block because I'm coming for you.
Just want to look like Captain.
You better get that pass pro up because I'm coming to fucking SJ.
What'd you say, Jacob? Your thoughts?
I just want to look like Cap. That's so much to ask.
Who?
Captain America.
Oh, well, what? Are you fucked in the head? We all want to look like Chris.
Much to ask.
Chris Evans? Yeah,
it is. Yeah. You fucking lunatic.
Are you kidding me?
Something like that. Is it too much to ask? I just think that Chris Hemsworth?
No, I'm not going to. It's the journey. You got to keep trying.
Can I ask what made you come to the decision to shave your head, Jacob?
Well, I mean, I needed a cut. And then like you all said it. I'm in quarantine now anyway, so might as well do it now and confirm whether I like it or not.
When I buzzed, the only time in my life I've ever buzzed my head was I used to clean this nail salon. I used to clean their floors, and I was late. I was supposed to do it on Sunday, and they weren't back till Tuesday because of a holiday, so I could do it on Monday. And I went in with my friends, and I buzzed my head and immediately was like, no. Did not.
So if Jay told you, Dan, you got to shave your head and grow a beard, you'd be bummed.
Dude, would I be bummed? Oh, after I shaved.
You got a different shaped head than you, Jake.
I got
a good head, round dude. Head. Bro.
You got a great round head. Mine's long, elongated, and lumpy. It's fucking weird, dude.
DJ Lou's got a good head for bald head. Luis J. Gomez is a great head for bald head.
Bobby Kelly, great bald head.
I don't know if Dave Smith does. I don't know if
I think I've seen Dave buzz his head. He's got a good head.
I certainly don't have a good head for shaving.
Shane's got a bad one. I've got a bad one.
Oh my God.
I feel like you would have a good head for being shaved.
It's just my head's not like it's not symmetrical. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mine's, I told you, man, lumpy and long. Old lumpy and long soda.
Yeah, I don't know. Black Lou, how's your shaved head? It's all right?
Terrible. Yeah, it's not good.
That's why he's coming back with fucking
cornrows.
Yeah, cornrows or twists, something.
High top. I still have high top fade.
Yeah. There. Black Lou's basically committing to having much more of a black haircut. He's coming back with blacker hair. Bigger and blacker.
The long beard.
Becky, Christine, you guys gave no thoughts on Jacob's hair, which did not make him feel more confident. I'll tell you that.
No, Christine told me I needed to have it tanned because it's not looking good now.
She didn't say that because here's the thing. We can't tell with the lighting you're under the I don't know, I guess where you live on the moon of Endor, surrounded by thousands of moons and suns.
Jacob looks like a trapped miner.
Look at Angel's hair.
Angel's got great hair.
Dubious, dude.
Beautiful hair.
He's got David Blaine trapped in ice hair.
Yeah. So nice.
Angel looks like he's doing up close magic.
Yeah. Angel hair cucking you, Jacob?
Is this your card? Is this your card?
He's just looking cool in the background. Oh, it's like a dagger.
It's so cool, I know. Is this your card? Oh, no, it's not your card. Check inside of your mouth. Yes, that's your card.
Quietly looking perfect in the background.
It really does. No. Angel almost has Bradley Cooper hair.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I noticed.
A little bit, yeah. Angel's got a nice mop on him, dude.
Yeah.
You can't live your life in envy, bro.
Oh, watch me.
Hey, campers, this is Black Lou, and welcome back to the Bonfire's Best of the Week. After a discussion of outdoor markets, Stan and Jay pondered what exotic animals they would eat if their lives depended on it. Honestly, I'd eat anything if my life depended on it. Crocodiles, jackrabbits, that's exotic, right?
Yeah, it's so funny. Me and Christine just got a delivery, and the mail guy handed me the packages, and I came inside and disinfected. I'm going to leave them sit for 20 minutes disinfected.
Nice. Smart.
That cardboard, man. They hand you cardboard. You're like, dude, why don't you just hand me a fucking bucket of AIDS, dude?
He goes, here you go. This is, you go, what is this? He goes, it's toxic waste. Why are you handing me this? He goes,
yeah, what is this? Yeah, this is the bat broth you asked for.
What?
Mm-hmm.
The Wuhan bat broth. Oh, I got some Wuhan bat broth coming in.
Our mailman, our mayorman couldn't be more Asian.
I think I've met him before. Lovely fella.
He's a lovely fella. Man, is he? He has on a mask and gloves, but I don't know. I just heard the cardboard thing, so I just spray it down. And
what do you spray it down with?
Like Lysol.
You should make your own airlock chamber.
My aunt has been to that outdoor market. She's kind of a world traveler, and she did say to me, it's like the Bronx Zoo meets an outdoor market. Like anything you think you could seeing a zoo is basically
for food
on the menu. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, crazy. For sure.
Like animals that you'd have a nature special film here are just a menu there.
Yeah, zebra steaks. That's Christine's making that tomorrow, but those aren't.
Oh,
they're,
you guys,
the
you guys,
they're not the problem, though. They're not the problem.
Are you guys going to barbecue or grill them?
Oh, we're going to grill them.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not exotic enough, Jay.
Huh?
Mark. That's not exotic enough for that market.
Yeah, because we did like ostrich anus soup last night. It was pretty good. It ends up looking more like calamari, but you know, you
could definitely did take not like the yak ribs as much as I thought I was going to.
Yeah, absolutely. I found I'm into humans now. I just eat human flesh. That's where I've turned on. Dude, what's funny now?
Hilariously is right now, human flesh is the most dangerous flesh to eat.
It is the most, yeah, it's got the most fucking virus pumping through it.
How'd you get it, man? Did you get it from eating a bat? Like, no, a person.
You're going to shit. A homeless
Excuse
guy.
Me?
A homeless guy I caught at the tracks. What's funny now is seeing people.
I'm trying to think what the first animal I would eat is.
What the what?
What?
Like, if I had to eat an exotic animal, which is it?
Oh, did you know? Gorilla, dude.
Gorilla's too tough. The meat would be too tough. I think hippopotamus, you might get a round.
I want to eat
cut.
I want to eat the animal with spirit I want inside of me. I want a gorilla.
I want a hawk. I want to fly above.
I want to be a gorilla like those girls in the Jersey Shore, like big gorilla.
So you want? Would you eat gorilla heart?
Yeah, dude, totally. To have the heart of a gorilla?
No, absolutely. Not at all. Probably just a shit liquid and have like, you know, a kind of enjoyable experience.
Dude, Corona J's different. I'm wearing fucking t-shirts now. I'm going gorilla style. Fucking Jersey Shore, dude. I got to go to t-shirt shop.
Man, are you going to go full Jersey Shore on us during this teen? Is this what's going to happen to your personality?
Oh, this hat, as soon as my bedazzler gets here, this thing's going to be different.
Man, it's going to be nuts to meet Jim Laundry, Jim Tan Laundry, however the fuck it works.
GTLJ?
Oh, and a horn! What I was going to say is a lot of vegans are starting to talk shit online now. They're like, if you eat animal products, you can't be making jokes about the coronavirus. It's like, shut the fuck up, you dorks.
Want a bet, bitch?
Yeah, watch me work, queen.
I'll eat a baby shark right in front of you. Baby shark, yum, 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 yum,
octopus, yum, 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 yum.
Octopus, yum, 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 yum. Weird octopus, yum, 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 yum. Weird octopus.
Dirty bird, yum, 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 yum. Dirty bird, yum, 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 yum.
Live barracuda, yum, 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 yum. Barracuda, yum, 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 yum. Barracuda.
Spider monkey, yum, 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 yum. Spider monkey, yum, 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 yum.
Rare raccoon, yum, 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 yum. Rare raccoon, yum, 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 yum.
And wash it down with a nice pint of Wuhan top water. A nice, good point of it.
Yeah. What are you drinking? It's good. It's juice, rat piss juice.
Dude, what? You go, I'm trying to start a virus. I'm trying to go viral, like literally, and start a virus that wipes out everybody.
Hello, campers. This is DJ Lou. On Thursday's Corona Lost Tapes, this was taped a couple weeks ago, and Justin Silver joins everyone at Jay's house. In this clip, they talk about Christine's high school crush on Danny Zuko.
Christine. Who was the dude? Who were the dudes. And what do they look like now?
Yeah, who's the dude? Who was the hottest dude at your high school when you were like a freshman?
Show us dudes.
Show us dudes.
Show us dudes. Show us dudes.
Christine's like ex like flings or whatever are always relatively disappointing.
Yeah, no, you want to see the guy that was like the man at an outdoor California high school?
Oh, he's probably
there's a guy that was like on, I'm trying to remember his name, but he was like on the football team, and he was also like Danny Zuko in Grease.
Yeah, he's like,
and I think he got into Harvard. He was like the guy. Like
Danny Zuko.
Oh, shit.
He played Danny Zuko in Grease.
Oh, he played? I think he was like, I go, he had a leather jacket and a pompadour?
No, he was like the lead in the school play and captain of the football team and super smart.
Did he work part-time at Dowd's Audi dealership too?
He's a muscular gay guy.
Yeah, he was a
He may have been. I can't remember his name, though.
Yeah. No one has a cannon and does Zuko.
You either Zuko or you get first downs.
He's fucking. He's having a fucking 50-yard catch with somebody going like, I got chills.
He goes,
they're multiplying.
Yeah.
He goes,
and they're blues. Control. Control. He goes, all right, fade route. He goes,
You are the one. Buddy, I've done 60 times. Justin will love this now too, and I don't care because it makes everybody laugh that we do it for. The funniest thing that I believe was cut out of the Comedy Central show was doing, I've done it for so many people since, the when they mic up a football player.
NFL Films mics?
Just that's the funniest that we were, dude. I had Sal rolling on that. DeRose even, I just love that. He goes, watch 45, blue. Yeah, all day.
He goes, all right, I'll see you. All right, big man. That's how you do it.
He rolling.
Hey, ref, you better look out for him. Better look out for him, ref. Better get this man. Knock that away, baby. You ain't getting none of that.
Go, baby. Yeah.
And then you hear the other guy away from him go like, fuck you, man. Yeah.
Hey, it's DJ Lou again, and in this little bonus clip from Thursday's Quarantine Lost Tapes, Christine and Justin Silver are arguing over music, and this started because someone said Sublime sucks cock.
But listen, Jay and I talk about this. Like, if I never hear the Beatles again, I couldn't give a shit. I know they're great. I just don't care.
Don't do that.
I just don't care.
Not during the teen. Not during the teen.
What?
I like some Beatles.
But I just don't care.
I've had a really long day, and I hate the fucking Eagles,
dude,
man.
Dude, listen to this. Sublime fucking stinks, and the Justin. Presidents of the United States of America stink.
No stink. Shit. Those are both true.
So who do you love? Who are your five bands?
Tool, Pussifer.
Tool.
Is everything that he does Tool. Perfect Circle.
The Rolling Stones.
A Book of Poems that Maynard wrote once, and a cookbook. And a cookbook he was a co-author.
A short movie that was scored by Maynard.
Tool, the Rolling Stones. My favorite 80s band is probably the Cars.
The Cars.
Cars are great.
Yay.
Cars are good. I'd have Fleetwood Mac.
It's great.
It's
like Justin's genre.
Trying to win
it's
people
like
over.
We're doing, no, we're doing genre. Yeah,
your choices are too good.
My favorite hip hop is either Nas or Wu-Tang.
Doobie Brothers. You go fuck.
Nas or Wu-Tang is my favorite hip hop. And then let me go like a classic rock band. I'd have Metallica, but that's not classic rock anymore.
All right. What's the music
Zeppelin's
you like that you've been
book.
Told by others is awful? Because you've got to have it.
Oh. I've heard people tell me how much Tool stinks constantly.
What's your guilty pleasure?
Guilty pleasure is like...
Do you like Drake?
No, I really can't stand Drake. I don't get that at all. Guilty pleasure... I'll be honest with you. Dude,
we
like electronic music is like a guilty pleasure. I think fucking Deadmau5 is dope. I think so much of that dubstep is great.
And Sublime sucks.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, but I can put that in a box, a category
Christine,
of like where I like it.
You can't do coke off a guy's dick to Sublime.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, you can.
Dude,
yeah,
I like the
coke
now.
I've done
music.
Off dicks to Sublime.
Dan, some of my favorite... Lord Huron, fucking love. That's brilliant music.
Yeah,
buttered everybody up with a little extra... Their choices and Christine's a Fleetwood Mac. Hey, Fleetwood Mac's great.
Yeah, Lord, I love Fleetwood
anything
Mac.
Josh Homme. Really, I could do.
I go, love anything out of the desert. I go, all right.
But Jay likes 80s pop,
so,
like stuff that your mom, like your stuff a
your
young
mom, sure.
girl would listen to in the 80s. He was
sure.
raised
a little
on.
Asia heat of the moment.
I love
fucking
Asia
take
heat
my
of
shirt
moment.
Off right now. Dun dun. I love it. I love
chorus blows.
Course
the chorus of Heat of the Moment.
No, it's the buildup that's so great. Pink Floyd's got to be, no. Pink Floyd's in my favorite bands. I would move Zeppelin out and put Pink Floyd in.
There's got to be like a Korn-esque band that I don't like that you like.
Killswitch Engage.
Not a fan.
That would be one I would say.
Do you know much of their shit?
No.
Like I can't say I'm not a fan because I'm not a fan. Like I just never overlooked into their stuff.
I like every genre of music.
We all like 311.
Hate I like 311. I like one 311 song. I think
me too. One
was
it
the Amber?
It? No, that's the worst.
What's the one? I'm trying to know the name of it.
It's Beautiful Disaster.
No, that's not the one I like.
Dude, 311 eats dick,
dude. And here's this. You know I love this. I when it comes to like fucking feminist chick rock, throw on a little Ani DiFranco and goddamn Tori Amos.
Now
I will
you're
go
pandering.
I'm not. We were listening to the other. I will go to a Tori Amos concert with you fucking tomorrow. She's brilliant. I told you I would go with you.
I will watch her take a piss on a raft.
You would brave coronavirus to go see
Tori Amos.
Performed.
You would break the laws of society.
Yeah, I think I have a very varied.
Goes, doing everybody.
Music
I'm going
taste.
Rogue.
Sublime sucks.
I think I have a great and varied music taste. And Jay says everything I listen to sucks.
Almost,
well, you guys have
everything.
A nurturing
almost
relationship.
Everything.
Great. I took me a couple years to just play music in the house and not be upset that Jay would tell me how awful it was. Like I had to push through that phase of our relationship because there was a good year where I just like didn't listen to any music I liked that I didn't think Jay would like in my own home.
Oh my God. Christine goes to take a shower and goes, hold it on. It seems to go. You know what you got till it's gone. I'm like, ugh.
Joni Mitchell?
What are
you
doing? Joni Mitchell,
what are you fucking, what are you knuckling your clit in there?
Yeah.
To what?
Why would you? Why would I be jerking off to Joni Mitchell?
That seems like dyke rock, dude.
Jay, you and I listen to Bette Midler in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And Barbara Streisand.
Oh. And? Your point? I don't freak out like you. I freak out about the fact that I'm dying. When people go, your music sucks, I go, oh, you just don't understand music. You're an idiot.
Jay, too, he thinks that everything he likes is great. Everything you like that he doesn't like sucks. And it's like you don't understand music.
Hey, this is Big J Okerson, and I hope you enjoyed this week's Best of the Bonfire. You can listen to the show live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Be sure to follow us on social media, at The Bonfire SXM.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.